Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. Please make a gift online at loe.org or call 800-893-3377 right now. And thanks.
Intimacy. It's an important part of enduring relationships. Intimacy with our home ground, our chosen places, and the places we travel through and to requires us to be on good terms with those landscapes. For that, we need language, precise, evocative, memorable. To start with, we need to know what things are called. That's the idea behind the book called Home Ground, Language for an American Landscape. Barry Lopez and Deborah Guartney asked 45 writers to describe different geological features. This week, marine biologist Eva Salitas of Homer, Alaska, gives us her definition of anchor ice.
Anchor ice. Anchor ice forms in fresh water like a second skin over the frozen bottoms of chilled rivers and streams. Cold bottom water slows and then pools behind stones, initiating its formation. Eventually, the spread of ice may bind rocks, plants, invertebrates, and other organisms together in sheets, pinning them to the stream bed. In a similar fashion, anchor ice may coat submerged structures or objects, pier footings and boat anchors in cold, motionless water. Anchor ice also forms on the floors of polar seas, where it is known as anaglu to Inupiaq Eskimos. When the mass of this type of anchor ice is sufficient, it will suddenly break loose in jagged fragments and rise to the surface. Exuding its salts diminishes the specific gravity of sea ice. When a section of it grows large enough for the force pushing it toward the surface to overcome the strength of its anchor hold, it rises. In like fashion, when strong currents or storms churn the upper layers of water, the agitation might cause spears and blocks of anchor ice, with their load of embedded seaweed, abrasive sand, rocks, and shells to break free. Such unexpected surfacings of huge ice chunks can upend, puncture, or damage a small boat. Other names include depth, underwater, and lapperd ice.
Eva Salitas is a writer, teacher, and marine biologist from Homer, Alaska. Her definition of anchor ice appears in the book Home Ground, Language for an American Landscape, edited by Barry Lopez and Deborah Guartney.